When you think of air pollution in a major city, you will most likely think of cars, trucks, and buses as the most common offenders. But a recent study shows that common consumer products such as cleaning agents, perfume, and printer ink are causing just as much, if not more, air pollution in major cities. Joining us to discuss this and more is Senior Lecturer in Atmospheric Chemistry at the University of Wollongong, Jenny Fisher. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Now, how is it that these common products are causing so much pollution?
Well, you know, it's actually kind of a good news story because what's happened is that over the last 20 or so years, as we've become really concerned with outdoor air pollution, we've put in place a lot of regulations and a lot of technologies to limit what comes out of cars. And I guess the biggest part of that is the three-way catalytic converter that's pretty standard. So as these car emissions have declined, what we've seen is that a relative share in the increase coming from these products. It's kind of like if you had a bowl of red and green M&Ms and you ate all of the red ones, you suddenly start to see the green ones even more, even though they've been there the whole time.
So what are some of the worst of the products that are now polluting our air?
Well, you know, there are different kinds of pollution. So this study has really focused on one particular kind, which is something called volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. And you might be familiar with them a little bit because some places have started selling low VOC paints. So looking at just these particular compounds, things like paints and adhesives and inks are some of the biggest contributors to what's coming out in our urban areas.
And how do they do it? How is it that, because like, I can't really imagine how ink causes air pollution. Is it in like the making of it or in the use?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. And this study was really looking at what happens after everything's been made. So it's really looking at what comes out in the use. And, you know, it's kind of easiest to think about if you think about something like fragrances or perfume, which is another one of these products that they looked at. If you think about it, they are designed to sort of evaporate, and as they evaporate, waft off a really nice smell. And that smell that you're smelling is the VOC pollution. So it's actually part of the product itself and how it's used. Or if you think about paint, the way the paint dries, you really want it to evaporate quickly so that you can, you know, dry off your walls. And that smell that you smell of the paint drying is the VOCs coming off.
And overall, should we be concerned with this kind of pollution? Or is it kind of a good thing that we're seeing a decrease in fuel emissions, but that's shining a light yet on other pollutions? Are we learning more because of this?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think there's a good news story and a cautionary tale as well, which is that, you know, this is a class of pollution that we've sort of been ignoring for a long time, just because when we looked at things back in, you know, the 90s, really the signal was dwarfed by what was coming out of cars. But as we start to decrease that car emission, we do have to think about what are these other sources, and if we're trying to predict what's going to be our air pollution in the future, we can think about, as you know, as our cities get more dense and more urban, as we get larger populations, there's just going to be more and more of these products. So we do need to pay attention to what's coming out of them and what's getting into the air. The other thing to think about there is that, you know, if you think about what's coming out of a car, that's largely coming out outside. And you might spend a couple hours a day outside if you're pretty active or if you walk to work. But if you think about what's coming out of, you know, perfumes and cleaning products and things, that's coming out in your house. So really you spend a lot of time inside, and thinking about these can have an impact on our indoor health.
We're speaking with Senior Lecturer in Atmospheric Chemistry at the University of Wollongong, Jenny Fisher, about common products causing air pollution in our major cities. So do we really need to be worried so much about air pollution indoors? Is this just as much a problem as outdoor air pollution?
Yeah, I think the picture of the community is really changing and thinking about this indoor air pollution problem, largely because we spend so much of our time indoors, at least in industrialized countries like Australia and the U.S. Historically, what we've regulated has been the outdoor air pollution, and while we still had lots of large sources, and we do still have large sources and things that we need to think about for outdoor air pollution, but we should be thinking about what comes out inside as well and trying to limit anything that we know to be a problem in our homes.
Now, and how does this pollution affect our health?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And for these particular compounds, I think the jury's still out. The interesting thing about pollution in the atmosphere is that it's not quite as simple as what comes out is what you have to worry about. There's a lot of really complicated chemistry that happens between something coming out of, you know, a perfume or a car, and us thinking about the health effects. So most of what we've thought about in the past has been things like ozone, which is something that will affect respiratory problems. It can be particularly bad if you have asthma. Small particles in the air are also a problem, and that has been shown to be a problem at even really low concentrations. So I think what we need to worry about in terms of the indoor air is what chemistry is actually happening once we emit all of these things, and then what do we actually breathe in? And I think the jury's still out on exactly what the health effects are there.
So, I mean, moving to the future, what are some of the things that we can do just as consumers to limit this air pollution from products that we're probably using every day?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think the biggest thing we can do is being conscious of what we're using and not overusing products, you know, not spraying tons of chemicals into the air to get that extra little bit of cleaning. But also, you know, choosing things that are fragrance-free where we can, thinking about opening a window if we've got some cleaning product on, you know, sort of sensible things that don't really stop us from enjoying our everyday activities, but just keep that burden a little bit lower.
It seems simple enough to do for great effect, I think.
I hope so.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Jenny.
Thank you very much.
Senior lecturer in atmospheric chemistry at the University of Wollongong, Jenny Fisher, speaking with us about common products creating air pollution.